Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen. And you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Happy Monday. I am always excited to be here and to share with you. This week, we're going to talk about the power of the tongue. And really, though, I want to take it from the inside out. So it's words that we speak, but really they start in, you know, our thoughts start in our heart and in our mind and then travel out through our mouths. And I just, you know, today, as always, I want to share with you, you know, things that I've done, changes that I've made, tools that I've used to change my thoughts. You know, it's my journey has, you know, we're all right. We're this life that we call it is a journey. And it's, I've learned where, you know, my thoughts used to control me and now I can control my thoughts and have them work for my good. You know, later on in the show, we'll talk about how our thoughts are, you know, help create our reality. And I remember a time when I knew that and it just was really hard for me to have control of my thoughts. Like they just were, they were dark, they were darker. They were, you know, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. And I could see that then reflect in my life. And at the time I felt very out of control in the sense that I knew things going on in my life I wasn't happy with and I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to change, but it was like this weird hamster wheel that I was caught up in. I was like, I wanted to change. I knew I needed to do something different. I didn't know what I needed to do different. And when I started learning more about how important our thoughts are, I couldn't get a handle on it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to change my thoughts. I would always fall into the habits that I had, the patterns that I had of having these worrisome thoughts and having these anxiety-ridden thoughts that would just, you know, snowball. It was like it just was a vicious cycle. And I still can have that feeling. Like I can still bring myself back to those moments where fear. It was, you know, I could feel that fear taking over. And then it just, you know, my thoughts would just get away from me. And a lot happened. I can remember like driving. So my boys are into sports. And so long drives are many. And I can remember just being in the car and just having this spiraling out of control of my thoughts and having thoughts that I didn't want to have, you know. Again, it was just worry. It was just a lot of worry, a lot of, I'll mention it later, but I was creating stories. I was creating stories attached to my thoughts where they were outcomes, you know, they were outcomes that I really didn't want, but it was almost like I don't know. I didn't want to be disappointed. So I prepared myself for, I guess, the worst case scenarios. You know, it was interesting. I remember saying to a girlfriend once, and it's, you know, talk about learning. I remember saying to her, I prepare for the worst, but I hope for the best. And it was just so, and I thought that I was so onto something when I had this philosophy in my life. And now I can look back and just know why things weren't working out the way that they as beautifully as they could have been. Because in my mind, I was preparing for the worst. Like I was going over these worst case scenarios in my thoughts, right? And I was like, okay, if A happens, this is what I could do. If B happens, this is what I could do. If C happens, this is what I could do. But I never really gave the most beautiful outcome the opportunity to manifest, you know? And that's what I do now. That's what I do today. In fact, I was having a conversation Saturday with another girlfriend. And what I finally have learned and what I do now is that I can create and manifest within minutes. Like I can actually think of something and my thoughts are now becoming so real into what I want my life to look like. In just a few minutes, I can have that action happen. So, which is truth, which is what we're supposed to do, which is what, you know, which is the energy, which is co-creating with God. That is what co-creating is. So I'm excited to take you through what I've done. And again, to, you know, this is, I don't like to ever, I share with you all what I've done and what's worked, and it's been a big learning curve, and you don't have to apply everything. I never like to say to anyone, one way is right, one way is wrong. Lord knows I have taken a lot of wrong roads, and thankfully, I always say, God works out everything for our good, because I tend to get diverted. I like the detour way of life. I had this. I remember I had this old boss who used to say to me, "Jen, if you had an interest in going to California, you would never take the straight road. You would go down and then up and then down and then up, and you would take this whole zigzag pattern just to get to California." And he's right. He's, you know, it's sort of what I do. But along the way, what I've learned is now that these thoughts become my reality, and then I can create the life that I desire. I can create the life that I'm growing into, you know, the person that I'm becoming. I don't like to use the word want, because in a way, if we want something, we're acting as if we don't have it. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But it's what I've learned now, my thoughts and my words, now I talk as if I'm living the life that I'm supposed to be living. So it's the desire, right? It's the, you know, for I'll use the word want here, just so you can understand what I'm trying to share is that we've talked about in the past having our vision list, having our vision, right? So what does our career look like? What does our family look like? What does our health look like? What do our relationships look like? And so having that itinerary, so to speak, of everything that we're living, of what we're growing into. And so that's what I've taken and now I've transferred into my thoughts. So it's that constant conversation in my head, but it's moving me towards the direction that I want. It's not moving me, it's not taking me backwards, which is what used to happen. So we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to dive right into, taking our thoughts and really having them work for us and having them enable us to grow into the roles in life that we want to play, the careers, the relationships that we want to have, the health that we want to have, the physiques that we want to have, the parents that we want to become. So I'm so excited to share that with you. We're going to take a short break and then we'll dive right in. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla-Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's just dive right in. We're talking about the power of our words, but the tongue is in response to my heart and my thoughts. So if my heart is always leading from a place of love, then that influences my thoughts. And I find when my thoughts start to get away from me, is that we'll talk about some things that I do to kind of like put the brakes on those thoughts and then check back in with my heart and see that it's coming from a place of love versus fear. I'm getting more and more away from the words positive and negative, because I feel that love and fear are way more powerful, but it's also from the source out which they're coming from. So my belief is that God is love. So if I'm coming from a place of God, from a place of love, then I'm connected to God, and I'm having that co-creation with Him. When I'm coming from a place of fear, then I'm in a darker source. I'm in that dark energy. And if I can stop myself there, then I don't have to, again, it's like putting on the brakes on my thoughts. I can check into my heart, see where I'm at, and then take it back to my thoughts. So what the first thing that I do is I am a big God girl. So my belief is always to constantly invite the Holy Spirit in to take over my heart, to take over my heart, to take over my mind, to take over my tongue. I need that divine intervention. So it's saying a prayer. It's just praying. It's, throughout my day, there's, my most simple prayer, and the one that I find that's most powerful, is just saying, "Thank you, Jesus." And what I do is throughout the day, just simply say, "Holy Spirit, take over my words, take over my thoughts." Because sometimes I just get into a spiral of that, those darker thoughts. And I just, using those words, right? Because we've spoken about affirmations before, and using an affirmation, it just is quick. Like it's just a quick tool. It's a tool that gets me out of that place. And then I can revisit into my heart and then take it back to something more loving. And then therefore I'm co-creating in a much more loving way, in a much more powerful way, and moving myself towards what my visions are. It's moving me towards, we talked about writing those visions. That's why, again, too, I know I keep talking about having those visions, but that's why they're so important, is because so many things that we do in a day go back to that's our North Star, that's where we're headed, right? That's what we're growing into. And if we don't have that map, then we don't necessarily know where we're going. So, there's just a couple of scripture verses that I found so powerful that I wanted to share. And the first one is Ephesians 4:29. And again, it's about bringing this back to love, right? And it's about how we're all connected, and we are all connected, and what I do impacts others, and what others do impacts me. And so in Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And I love that, because this was so important to me when I literally went to a no tolerance for gossip policy. I just was not going to listen to it. I was not going to partake in it. And this was a guide for me, that a reminder of how important it is that the things that we say impact others. And gossip was one of those things that, I don't have a statistic, but in my world, 99% of gossip is untrue, if not 100% of gossip is untrue. There's just it's like that game of operator that you play, right? Remember playing as a kid? Two words from, if you had 10 people from the first person to the last person, came out completely different. And that's two words. Think about when you're sitting and gossiping about a friend's life, or anything regarding their life. It's not true. So listening to this and taking the scripture to heart, it was important because that's when I could really come from a place of love, because anything that I was saying, if I knew the other person was listening, if they were standing behind me and I didn't know that they were there, I wanted them to be filled up. I wanted my words to give them joy. I wanted my words to build them up. And so that's what I started incorporating. So my first thing I took a no gossip policy, because it affected my words. It affected my thoughts. I would, you know, many times I would leave that environment and then go on about my day, and I would still be thinking about what was said, and it wouldn't sit right and it wouldn't feel good. And so I started to take that into consideration. These thoughts that I'm having, do they make me feel good? Do they make me feel alive? So when I started realizing that my words weren't filling me up, then I was like, okay, we need to change this. We need to change these thoughts. I need to have different thoughts. So I want to share another scripture with you, because it also feeds into some action steps that I do. In Proverbs 15:4, it says, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." And I want to take this back to in James 2:17. I've spoken about this before. James 2:17 is, "Faith, if it does not have works, by itself is dead." And so what I like to apply is I for sure have called in the Holy Spirit to help me with my thoughts and my tongue and my heart. But now it's time for me to take action. Now it's time for me to do some action steps, to put some things in play during the day, for me to take an active role into having the thoughts that I want to have, to filling my heart with love, to leading with love. And what can I do? So let's take first step. This is one of the things that I've done. Get your pens and paper ready, because for me, they've been so helpful. And I, you know, I want to share them with you. And you don't have to do all of them. Even sometimes adding something into our life, making one small adjustment. I always say, bring the good stuff in, it'll crowd other stuff out. So bringing that good stuff in, and then you start to see, like, you start to see your heart, you know, your heart burst. It's really amazing. Okay, so the first thing I've done is observe your thoughts. So you don't judge them, just observe them. You know, I started observing that the thoughts that I was having, before I had done this, I had realized that, like, my thoughts just overtook my brain. Like, they were constant. They were all the time. I didn't think I ever turned them off. And I didn't even know half the time what I was thinking. Like, I would have these thoughts and be like, oh, like, I didn't even know that that's what I really thought. Like, do I think that? So just observe that. I always say, like, if find yourself having a thought and then just stop and just say, like, oh, I just had a thought. So it's really just taking, I always say it's like being a witness. It's like being a witness to, that these thoughts are happening in your mind. Especially for me, it was when I was driving. When I was driving, I think I would just become so, monotonous with the road, with the drive, that that my thoughts would just constantly take over. And I don't want to say that they were positive or negative, but I just didn't have any control over them. They weren't guiding me. They weren't leading me. They weren't leading me to where I wanted to go. And so the observation was a huge wake-up call for me that this was happening, that these thoughts were in my brain. And then I could start observing, well, what were the thoughts? How did they make me feel? How did they make others feel? You know, if those thoughts came out through my tongue, was I filling somebody up? Was I leaving them better than when they met me, you know, was I adding value to their life? And so again, it was like being a witness. It was like taking a step back. I was almost like if I was observing myself from the outside and seeing inside my brain what these thoughts were. So that was a huge thing. So again, just observe, just say like, oh, like, yeah, I just thought that about the flowers, or I just thought that about my spouse, or I just thought that about my kids. And again, you're just observing. There's no judgment. There's no like, oh, I wish I didn't think like that. I wish, oh, that wasn't nice. There's just, oh, just observing that you do have thoughts. We're going to take a quick short break. And when we get back, we're going to jump right into another action step that I've done to really turn my thoughts around and be able to use my words to create the life that I desire. And you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's jump right back in. So first we talked about observing your thoughts. Now, once you've become a witness to your thoughts, let's start to create some space between them. What I was realizing is that my thoughts were continuous. It was just like this constant dialogue. You know, it's funny too. Did you ever notice this? Like you answer your thoughts back, like you have this conversation in your head and it's you're all parties involved. I mean, that's what I was doing constantly. It was like, if I had three people, if one of my scenarios included three other people besides me, I answered back for all three people. So once you observe your thoughts, create space between them. So what I mean by that is this is where the art of meditation played a very big role. And it wasn't, now granted, right? If you're driving, you're not going to go into this meditation. But what I did do was I used breathing tools. So I used breathing techniques. So what I would do is to create that space, I would focus on my breathing. So I made like a little game. So if I took, if it was going to be three breaths in, then three breaths out, I would say do that for five times. Then I would do two breaths in, two breaths out. But what it started to do, it started to create that space between my thoughts. When I found, you know, once you become a witness to your thoughts and observe what's going on, you'll notice if you're running one thought into another, and then that way you could just use the tool of breathing. It stops because it puts your focus in on breathing. It stops the thought, and then it gives you a moment to, you can go back into your heart, say, okay, say, let me create the thought that's going to support my day. Create a more loving thought, or let me take a break here and let my brain rest. I'll focus on breathing for the next few minutes. And then just literally, you'll start to feel yourself calm down and get more grounded. So observe your thoughts and then create some space in between those thoughts. This is one of my favorites that I've since stopped doing. Stop creating stories around your thoughts. This is a choice. You know, this is a choice. I'll give you an example. Let's say you texted a girlfriend and she didn't text you back, right? And it's already been 24 hours and there's still no text message. Ask yourself if you find yourself creating a story around the fact that she hasn't texted you back yet. So sometimes what was happening was you're starting to think, oh, is she mad at me? Did we have an argument about something that I don't remember? Did something happen? Is something wrong? It's this constant, it's this constant barrage of creating stories about something that didn't even happen. The only fact that you know right there is that she hasn't texted you back. That's all you know. And again, those stories are thoughts. So we're creating all these options of scenarios that can happen, and we're attaching these stories to the event. And then next thing you know, it's funny what happens most of the time. She texts you back after five, right? You start thinking about it. 5 minutes later, she sends you a text and she's like, oh, sorry, I, you know, got held up and I couldn't text you. And here's my response. And here we went through this whole energy. We spent all this energy with these stories. And again, you can if you're observing, right? You could take a step back, observe. You could witness these thoughts and that you're attaching stories, and then see yourself. Wait a minute, is this loving? Right? Am I filling anybody up? Am I leaving somebody better with words like this? Are these stories leaving someone better? And if they're not, then it's a choice that we can stop. It's a choice to start to stop creating these stories that we've attached to our thoughts. Another thing that we can do is believe. So this was a big one for me. So it's about truth, right? We all love truth. We love truth. We love guarantees, right? If somebody said to you, here, take this pill and you'll lose 10 pounds, I guarantee it, we'd be excited to take the pill and lose 10 pounds. Or if this pill I guarantee will make you happy, then we're excited to do it because it's truthful. It's a guarantee of we're doing an action and it works and we get the result that we want. So what's pretty cool here is it's another scripture, and there's a different translation. It's called the Good News Translation. And in Proverbs 4:23, there's the Good News Translation. It translates into, be careful how you think, your life is shaped by your thoughts. And there's another translation of the proverb where it's very similar. And it simply says is that it's about guarding your heart. And it says what we say in our hearts leads to our thoughts and then to our tongue. So what was so important here for me and what was so transforming was that it was truth, that it was a realization for me that my thoughts were creating my reality. And at the time when I was going through this transformation, I didn't like my reality. I didn't like what was going on. I didn't appreciate the direction my life was going. I didn't appreciate what my thoughts were. I didn't, you know, what I was thinking, what I was doing. I wasn't achieving my visions. I wasn't achieving my goals. And so there was a lot of uneasiness. There was a lot of, I didn't feel grounded. And so when I realized this truth, a lot changed for me. It made me excited to make better options, to make better choices for my thoughts, to implement tools that I had learned that I'm sharing with you today, to bring those thoughts to something more loving, something more joyous. It influenced me to change my circle of friends, to start being around people I admired, to create different, find new role models, to put myself in situations that helped me to grow instead of always staying in my comfort zone. So it was so amazing, right? This was a huge breakthrough moment. So I was determined when I knew that I'll say the word control, but it's really about co-creation. It's really about co-creating. This is about creation. This isn't about controlling a situation. Control, that's fear-based. This is about, all of a sudden you watching somebody like, wow, like that person always gets their dreams, right? That person always achieves. They put their mind to it, right? We've heard that. They put their mind to it. They go after it and they get it. And that's what was happening. I just was doing it the opposite direction. So you have to remember, God gave us free will and that's our choice to make decisions. And so our choice to make decisions, our choice, how we act, our choice, how we behave. And so that was a big moment. So believe that your thoughts, how you think, shapes your life. It was a huge moment. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to jump into the other action steps. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's dive right back in for our last segment because I want to get through these action steps because they were so transformative for me. So this is a simple one, but something that I know I overlook a lot: hunger and sleep. So when our hormones are not in balance, it really changes our chemistry, which has impact on our thoughts. It can change our mood, right? So, and in turn change our thoughts. And that's why too, if we can just go back to talking about observing, if you can work that muscle of observing your thoughts, you know, taking that step outside your body almost, and watching and witnessing, then this is where you'll start to notice, like when you're hungry and you're sleep deprived, that your thoughts might get away from you. So just do a check, you know, just in that witness moment, just say, if you've noticed that if you've gotten to a point where your thoughts are full of love and they're from the heart and they're just amazing and they move you towards your vision for all the different categories of your life. And now all of a sudden you're having a moment of like, you know, that's not the case. Just do a double check of hunger and sleep and just take a moment and just observe and see. And if that's the case, then, you know, eat something or get some sleep or take a meditation, or just give yourself that okay. Just give yourself a break and just take that moment. Sometimes what I'll do then is, just write down a few moments of gratitude just to get me into a more joyful state. And then I can move on from there. So it's an easy fix. I want to talk about, I just want to bring up patterns and habits for a moment, because in the whole observation of our thoughts, it's a muscle. When we have thoughts that are fear-based and even love-based, that's a muscle that we've activated, that we're working. And so I know for me, just sometimes there's a trigger and I go back into a pattern that I used to, you know, I used to do an action is another way to describe it. A thought pattern. Sometimes you'll hear people say, what's your, you know, I have this thought pattern, a habit sometimes. And for me, it's the hunger and the sleep thing. I tend to, sleep for me is extremely important. And so when I'm sleep deprived, I tend to go into old patterns and old ways of thinking. So again, just be aware, if we're observing our thoughts, then you'll start to recognize when those old patterns creep in and you can put a stop to it. Cause really observing is so much of it. It's just being aware of something that we do that it no longer serves us. And so, you know, it's a process of letting it go and then moving into the action that serves us, that gets us to where we want to go. Positive affirmations. We talked about this a couple of breaks ago, but positive affirmations are so important. That's where I keep my scriptures handy. I have a multitude of I am statements. I'm always writing new I am statements because I like different ones. I might have a list of 50, but I'm always active with only 1, 2, tops 3, because it's because I like to default to it. I just like to, you know, constantly say it throughout the day. So sometimes when I find myself, when my thoughts are moving in a direction where they're not as loving as they should be, I just go to my affirmations. I'll just revert to that. If it's a moment where if I can't, again, it's a tool, right? So maybe I can't focus on my breathing in that moment, or the affirmations excite me. You know, they put me in a really good mood. I'm excited about things that I'm moving into achieving. So those affirmations are just such a wonderful, wonderful tool to have. So I like to keep them short. I do have a couple of longer statements. Like for instance, one of my favorites right now is, I am happily fulfilling my divine life mission right now. And so I'll say that throughout the day. And even though that's one of the longer ones, because usually my affirmations sound like, I am blessed, I am happy, I am joyful, I am healthy, I am energetic. Also, too, I'll take my visions. So when I was working on my ministry degree, I would say, I am a minister. So it was just fun. It was just, it's a way of placing those thoughts in your brain and saying it over and over again with that repetition. Now my affirmations become second nature. So even if I'm starting to dip down into a darker energy thought, boom, I'll just start with my affirmations and then it lifts me right up and I'm good to go. Count your joys and blessings. I love this one because again, it's about being in a state of gratitude. It's just about coming from a loving place. If our heart is right? So our heart is just full of that joy and that love is pouring out, and you can't but have great thoughts. And so counting your blessings and your joys, and which turns into what I always suggest is keeping a blessings journal. And for me, a blessings journal is a little bit different than a gratitude journal. A blessings journal for me has turned into, it's more of a conversation with God and sharing with Him what's going on in my life, and then watching the situation grow or turn around. So again, let's just say, you know, I'll write down a parenting issue that I'm having with one of my kids, and it's a story. So I'm writing down what happened, what I've prayed for. And then, you know, throughout the week or the weeks to come, I'm also writing the outcomes, because this blessings journal, what I have found is that looking back now, my journals are many, but I can look back and read and see the role that God has played in my life. And I can I see that evidence of things transformed, because sometimes I know for me, I forget. I really do. I forget, you know, I'll maybe be having a moment of caught up in the obstacle that I'm faced with currently. And I forget about all the other obstacles that I've overcome. So, and I haven't overcome them alone. I've overcome them with the help of God. So having that blessings journal has changed. It gives me a good reminder. It's, you know, I went back to it the other day. I mean, I write it all the time, but what was interesting was my thoughts were, you know, I still have those moments where they get away from me sometimes. There's a lot out there in society, right? There's a lot out there on social media that we get bombarded with. There's a lot out there in what's going on in the times of our world. And so these words are bombarding you, and we have to filter them and then put them in this loving box, right? So we can then turn back and give value versus spewing fear and spewing it, you know, more fear into this world that we just took in. So having the blessings journal, I went back to it and I could you know, it just served as a great reminder of situations that God has taken me through and the result. And it just gave me that little, you know, moment that I needed to be like, yeah, like this, I have so much to be grateful for. So let's turn, like in my head, I give myself that pep talk. I'm like, let's turn this around. Let's change this. Let's not go down this road. So it's just a great way to have that, serve that as a reminder. And a gratitude journal is just as wonderful. My gratitude journal is a lot of thank yous. So it's a lot of thank yous for trials and tribulations, and a lot of thank yous for my joys and for all the wonderful things that have happened, and my kids and health, and you know, just even blue skies in here in New York. We're having amazing cold weather now, and just this morning I was so grateful. I walked outside and walked back in. You know, I had that moment of gratitude for the heat in my home, for, you know, and can say a prayer for people who don't have heat and people who don't have shelter. And those are all, you know, when we have those, we should always walk around in that beautiful state of gratitude for the things that we do have. We have so much, you know, on cold days like this, you just realize that it doesn't, there's so much to be grateful for. It doesn't take a lot. So I hope, we are coming to the end of our show. I hope that these have helped. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me at jenniferzelib.com. You can email me at jenniferzelib@yahoo.com. Reach out to me privately. See me on my Facebook page, Jen Zelib. And I've actually, so many of you have been reaching out, and I'm so appreciative because I love hearing your journeys. I love hearing your stories. And you guys even give me information that you've done to change your words or create visions. So I love the input, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will see you back here next week on Monday. You have been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelib.com.
I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.